Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Giants podcast for Giants fans.
By Giants fans.
It's Sean Morash.
Down the sideline, into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants!
From the offseason, through the wins and the losses, it's time to take one Giants step.
All right, let's hop into it. Bryce Gelmick here, one Giant step. A lot to cover, a lot of ground to cover here today. We're going to start with the biggest news, the most pertinent, newsworthy news, is the fact the Giants do not use their franchise tag. They don't use their transition tag. Saquon Barkley, Xavier McKinney are free. They're on the open market. I'm not happy about one of these guys, and I'll start with that guy right here. It's Xavier McKinney. And for me, it really does not make sense how the Giants just don't use the franchise tag on McKinney, especially when now it's been reported by Art Stapleton that the Giants and McKinney will continue to talk. I don't see the downside in giving him the transition tag. They're not going to franchise tag him. I think that was completely out of the question, especially with the hefty price tag that it's at. I think it's at $17.5 million. I think it's $17.8 million, which is just an exorbitant amount of money to pay. Xavier McKinney is not going to go for that in the open market, so I don't think there was a reason why they should have given that. But the transition tag, why not use it? It really does not make sense to me. The Giants just didn't make that move, and now we've got to sit here with a Giants team that has no secondary besides Deontay Banks and Cordell. Like, I mean, we can go through all the names, but in reality, the Giants are going to be missing their biggest asset, their captain in the secondary, in Xavier McKinney. And say what you want about him. Say what you want what he did last year and going on the ATV in Cabo and injuring his wrist, his hand, whatever it was, and missing games in a must-win position for the Giants, making the playoffs, winning their first playoff game in years. That aside, and I've talked about this on the show before, I've talked about it everywhere, but that aside, Xavier McKinney has become one of the best safeties in the NFL. I mean, a top 10 ranked safety in PFF rating. I mean, this guy has done every single thing asked of him by the Giants. I mean, he's excelled now under multiple defensive coordinators. This year, he really did take a step. I know he said he wasn't going to come back because if Wink Martindale came back, they didn't bring him back. He's still not coming, whatever. I see what Xavier McKinney is trying to do right now. And I think you should all as well. Xavier McKinney thinks he's a top five safety in the league. Stats say otherwise. I think he'd definitely make an argument he's top 10. I believe he's top 10. He thinks he's top five. He's going to go out, test the open market. He's going to try to get as much money possible. I understand. Good for him. If you were put in that position, you would do the exact same. But what I don't understand from the Giant side of things, how do you not transition tag him? Then it opens up the window to sign him. He's probably not going to end up playing, you know, whatever it was. The transition tag at $13.8 million, he thinks he's worth $14-plus million over a four-year, five-year contract. So that there's a chance he's not going to play. But still, Xavier McKinney goes out, tries to find a deal. The Giants can match that deal or trade him for assets. Now he leaves, you get nothing in return. Compensatory pick. You get nothing. So for me right now in this position, and for the Giants, where they're at right now, especially in an offense her in a defense that relies so much on safety play in Shane Bowen's defense. How could you not bring back your secondary, your leader in the secondary? That's where I'm at right now. I know this just happened. The deadline was at 4 o'clock. It's now 6:45 when I'm taping this on Tuesday night. It has been extremely clear to me how important Xavier McKinney is for this Giants team. And I understand the side of it from his end. I get it. From the Giants perspective, I just do not get it. I don't understand. And again, as I said, I'm still holding out hope that they could come to an agreement, hopefully by next Monday, before the legal tampering period opens and the Giants could get him before he's able to talk to other teams. Maybe the Giants can get a better gauge of what he's worth if other teams are talking about what they're going to pay for him. Hopefully the Giants could make this deal with Xavier McKinney before real free agency starts, so we could be just a little bit more confident. Because as of right now, I don't think I'm comfortable with my team completely rebuilding its defense. And yes, they have Dexter Lawrence, arguably the best defensive tackle in football. They have Kayvon Thibodeau, who's shown some strides. They have Bobby Okereke, who became one of the best middle linebackers in all of football last year. You've got Deontay Banks. You get so and so and so. You need Xavier McKinney. He's one of your leaders. You got to bring him back unless you want to completely rebuild besides three or four names. So say what you want about his character. Say what you want again about what he did last year. He became one of the most solid pieces for the Giants, and they'd be extremely stupid to not try to outbid these other teams now to bring him back and bring him back to Big Blue. Let's move it to Saquon, because this is the less surprising one. We heard early on in the day on Tuesday that Saquon would not be brought back, and good riddance, because there's no reason why the Giants should be paying him all that money with the franchise tag. Aging running back, yes. I know he's technically still in his prime, but he is in terms of where you draft a running back and their shelf life. He is in the twilight of his career as a running back. Why do you want to go out and pay a running back $10+ million a year? Apparently the Giants agree, because during the combine, it was reported that the Giants don't see the point in paying a running back $10+ million a year. And I think 25 out of the 32 NFL teams see the logic in that, unless you've got an absolute difference maker or game changer with a team that is currently ready to win. The Giants, what did they do last year? 6-11, 6 overall pick in the draft. They need to rebuild. They need to retool. They need to recalibrate this offense. They need to go into next year with a new identity. And Saquon Barkley being brought back, especially for people out there saying the Giants should have franchise tagged Saquon Barkley, I mean, do you really understand what a $13 million running back is going to do for the rest of the team? And I understand you don't want to hear, oh, but the Giants have $30+ million more dollars to play with now that the NFL increases salary cap, but the 31 other teams also do. So it's not just the Giants. The Giants aren't just the only team that has $30 million to play with. And spending half of that money paying Saquon Barkley $13 million or franchise tagging him for whatever it was, $13, $14 million, made absolutely no sense. But what makes sense, and this is the only instance that I would be okay with the Giants bringing back Saquon Barkley, is a 3-year deal with $10 million a year, a reasonable deal that gives the Giants the flexibility to go out and sign other guys, that gives them the flexibility to address the holes that they need to address without breaking the bank for an aging running back. So that's all I got to say about it. I don't want to touch on it too much. Apparently, people out there think Saquon's gone, and if he is, good luck. I've mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I hope Saquon thrives in another environment. I hope he does well wherever he goes, because he is that guy that you root for. He is the guy that you look at and say, that is a face of a franchise, and he has been the face of the franchise for the Giants the last 5 years. Respect to him. I think that realistically, the Giants need to make the right moves in terms of their personnel, who they want, and who they could see helping them win a Super Bowl going forward. I don't think that bringing back Saquon Barkley on a deal, if Saquon's asking for $12, $13 million, makes sense going forward, and it will help their chances winning a Super Bowl going forward. I think he impacts winning right now, but I do also think that they need to develop a new identity. And if he doesn't want to sign a $10 million a year deal over 3 years, descending contract, he can go wherever he wants. And all Giants fans will still root for him because he's a good guy. And he brought what the Giants needed so badly after they got rid of Odell Beckham. And Odell Beckham, another story for another day. Saquon came in, took the mantle, and became the face of the franchise and became a great ambassador for the community and a great ambassador for the New York Giants. All right, let's get into this other topic that I got today. And that's a report from Rich Eisen that he read on his show either yesterday or this past weekend. I think it was yesterday's show, Rich Eisen, basically saying that he heard from multiple sources in Indianapolis during the NFL Combine that New York is absolutely done with Daniel Jones and that the Giants feel buyer's remorse over the contract they gave him last year.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What have all of us been saying this last year? It made absolutely no sense. Why the Giants, and this is, I'm not going to say it made no sense the Giants didn't offer him the contract. It made no sense the Giants didn't pick up the fifth-year option. I understand they didn't know what they had with Daniel Jones, but look what he did the next year. He led you to the playoffs. You won your first playoff game in 10 years, and now look where you're at. The guy got hurt. You did not have much room to improve your franchise because you paid your quarterback $40-plus million. And thankfully, there's only two of those years are guaranteed. This will be the last year next year that's guaranteed. The Giants could cut bait with Daniel Jones. It isn't that big of an issue. It's not like you got Deshaun Watson on your team. It isn't like you're the Denver Broncos. You traded your entire team to get and all your assets to get Russell Wilson. Now you release him. It's not a situation like that. Take a deep breath. I need to take a deep breath. But right now the situation is that Daniel Jones is a question mark. The quarterback position has become a question mark for the New York Giants over the last year. From the first game on, the quarterback position has been a question mark. And you could blame this, you could blame that, you could blame Andrew Thomas getting hurt in that first game and completely shaking up the offensive line. That's valid. But if the Giants behind, you know, privately are saying all of these things, maybe we should believe them. Maybe they know what they're talking about more than we do. Because quite frankly, they've given Daniel Jones as many excuses as Daniel Jones' biggest supporters have given Daniel Jones. It might be time to move on. We've discussed it, 100 times. Every other thumbnail that we put up for this show has something to do with Daniel Jones potentially moving on. Fans want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Sean wants to talk about it. It is the most pertinent topic of discussion for the Giants because it's the quarterback. Quarterback's the most important position on the field. It impacts winning the most, and the Giants have an albatross of a contract to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is a top 10 paid quarterback in the NFL. And I think for good reason. The Giants really had no choice but to pay him, and they made the most of the situation. They gave Daniel Jones his money. They gave him and his agents what he believed he was worth. But then they gave themselves the option to cut bait after the second year. And that's where we're at. We're going into that second year. And who really could have predicted Daniel Jones tearing his ACL, his biggest asset being his legs, could be completely out the window? That is why we're discussing this right now in the way that we are. Who knows what's going to happen with Daniel Jones? But it appears, even after everything Joe Shane on Thursday said at the combine, interview with John Schmelk, all those things that, we support Daniel. He's our quarterback. He's probably, if he's healthy, he's going to be the quarterback first thing, next year. Did he lie? Realistically, yes, he will be the quarterback at the start of the year. Do I think that they have complete faith and confidence in Daniel Jones? Absolutely not. I don't think anyone does. I don't think you possibly can. Even the biggest Daniel Jones fans have to be sitting, shaking in their boots. That this could possibly turn into something that no one expected, that the Giants could go out, draft a rookie in this first round of the draft. If they draft J.J. McCarthy, I will not watch a Giants game next year. And that we will get into that. We will get into that. There's a month and a half, a little bit more than that, to the NFL draft. That's another story for another day. We will cover it. But the Giants could go out and do whatever they need to do, whatever's necessary to help them win going forward, to find that franchise quarterback, finally find that franchise quarterback. Daniel Jones, I don't really know where he fits into that equation. Unless he comes back, and unless with Andrew Thomas, with a better improved offensive line, with some better options on offense, maybe the Giants draft a receiver, then we could see from there. But this really is a make or break year, not only for the Giants as a whole, but specifically for Daniel Jones, because he's not getting anywhere near the type of money that he got in free agency last year going forward if he does not perform this year for the Giants. And it's an unfortunate situation because Daniel Jones is a likable guy. He's a tough guy. He does everything that he's asked. He played a flawless game against the Vikings in the playoffs in 2022. There's a reason why he got paid. It's because he showed up. He committed minimal turnovers. He was making the right reads, the right decisions, when to run, when to throw deep. The excuses have run out. They have completely. And I think that this is a byproduct of that. The Giants privately saying that they're ready to move on and willing to move on. And supposedly the Giants are one of the most active teams in trying to trade up in the draft. Hopefully they can. Hopefully they can find their next quarterback. And hopefully they can learn from their mistake of playing Tommy DeVito and riding that wave and winning three games where they shouldn't have won those three games. Now the Giants are going to have to devote some assets to trade up, assets that they could use to help them win going forward. It makes zero sense. It made zero sense at the time. I understand why it happened. Shouldn't have happened. Shouldn't have happened. So that'll do it for today's One Giant Step. Again, as I said before, plenty more coming your way in terms of content from us, from Sean and I. We'll probably be back, if not later this week, next week. But thank you all for taking One Giant Step with me. See you all later this week or early next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!